Manners, good morning on this Monday morning, 6 o'clock, and my privilege once again to stand in for my brother and friend, Wynand Rousseau. Wynand Rousseau and his wife, Helena, they are on their way back to South Africa from Abu Dhabi, where they visited their daughter. And we're so grateful that Wynand and Helena had a wonderful, wonderful time with their daughter in Abu Dhabi. You know, there are several verses emphasizing trusting the Lord. There are so many in the Bible. To trust the Lord. Well, when? To trust the Lord when you do not know where to turn your head to. Are you feeling alone? Yes, Christians, God's children, Jesus' disciples, trusting in God when feeling alone, but it involves recognizing God's constant presence and unwavering faithfulness, even when human support is absent. Even when I feel alone, even if I feel it's only me, myself and I, and it's only me struggling. You know, yesterday as Louise and I were driving into Cape Town to preach in Wynberg, so many a times all of us see these gentlemen standing at the robot with a placard saying they're seeking a job, they are hungry, they need support in whatever way. And to see the desperate eyes . And it reminded me of when human support is absent, when there is no one that can help. What then? To trust God when there's no support system anymore. To acknowledge that God's love, that God's strength is more reliable than any human relationship, and to surrender one's anxieties to God's care. It's not as easy as it seems. It's not as easy as we make it sometimes. It's not as easy as you and I, perhaps, who awake in a warm bed, having a lovely shower, having a shave, having warm water, having a fresh towel this morning, having toothpaste and a toothbrush, having a bathroom, having a kitchen, having a kettle burning, boiling my water, having coffee, having a breakfast of some sort, having clothes after my shower, clean, to wear. I even have a choice of what to wear in my cupboard. And I go into the garage, I get my car. There are full tanks of petrol in my car. There's a full tank. I drive, I have a job, I have a purpose, I earn a salary. And so we can go on. The blessings that we experience in life, and we take it for granted. Huh? Do you count your blessings one by one? Huh? You know, as I've seen so many people over the years, so many people who just standing at a robot and not having any means whatsoever. There's no support. Nowhere. Huh? What do we do? And perhaps you are in a situation like that this morning. And I pray that the Lord will just overwhelm you with His presence, with a fresh trust in God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When you are feeling alone, when the constant presence of unwavering faithfulness is in your heart and mind, when there's no human support, when it's absent, you can't turn to anyone. Those anxieties in you. Yesterday morning again, in the city center of Cape Town, near the majestic Mount Nelson five-star hotel, in the street in front of the hotel, on the pavement, I saw three people wrapped in old dirty blankets who slept through the night on the pavement. And as I drove past, the thought came to my mind, what are they going through? Never mind what happened in their life. Never mind their choices they made. They could have made the wrong choices and whatever, and we are so quick to condemn. Leave that aside. And it brought me to this. What does it mean to cultivate a deeper relationship with God when life gives me lemons and I'm not able to make lemonade, and my life goes from sour to sour to sour? The word of the Lord says, and there are several beautiful passages in the Bible, to trust in the Lord. Yeah. Well, tell that guy at the robot this morning asking for bread or asking for money, with life's anxiety in his eyes, with his filthy robes, he's got no soap, he's got no bathroom, he had no Sealy Posturepedic bed, he had no duvet, he had no kettle to boil for coffee, he had no bread to make him a sandwich, or even to make him a piece of toast. Try to tell him, just trust the Lord and see what he says. It's not the easiest thing in the world. What did Jesus say? You know, and after I experienced, once again, as I have seen so many people in these situations at robots or sleeping on the pavements or sleeping underneath a bridge or whatever. Yesterday morning, I just took to what Jesus told his disciples. And Jesus, when he was speaking to his disciples in the Beatitudes, what did he say? Jesus said to them in Matthew chapter 5, blessed is the man who realizes his own utter helplessness and who has put his whole trust in God. That's what Jesus said in Matthew 5 in the Beatitudes. Blessed. And the word blessed, makarios, in the Greek means to be utterly happy in the presence of the living God. The man who is utterly happy in the presence of the living God is the man who realizes his own utter helplessness and who has put his whole trust in God. Jesus said, if a man has realized his own utter helplessness and put his whole trust in God, there will enter into his life two things which are possible. And actually, they are two opposite sides of the same thing, said Jesus. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. And the poor in spirit has got nothing to do with the poorest of the poor people. It's got everything to do with the disciple who should realize his own utter helplessness and who have put his own whole trust in God and not in people. They alone can render to God with that perfect obedience by the grace of Jesus, which will make them citizens of heaven. And Jesus goes forth in verse 4 of Matthew 5. He says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. It's got nothing to do with people who mourn the death or loss of someone they loved. It means, blessed are those whose hearts are broken for the world's suffering. If I see this man or woman who sleeps under a bridge, under cardboard boxes, who has nowhere to go, who has no deodorant, no Lux soap to wash, who has no shower to go to, who has no fresh clothes in the cupboard to wear this morning, who is in utter helplessness situation and is at the end of his rope and standing at a robot somewhere. Yeah, perhaps he made a few wrong choices in life. On the other hand, who knows the heart of that man or woman? The same situation, more or less, were in Jesus' times. Jesus said, you'll have the poor with you always. And therefore he told his disciples, oh, the blessedness of those whose hearts are broken for the suffering of those who suffer in the world. And that's what he meant when he said in verse 4 of verse 5, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn with broken hearts for a broken world's suffering. To see it. And it also means to be broken when you see your own sin. Verse 5 says, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Oh, the blessedness of those who are always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time. Who have every instinct, impulse, and passion under control, said Jesus to his disciples, because they themselves then are God-controlled. He says in verse 6, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Oh, how we need righteousness. blessedness for those who are starving, for those who are down and out, to do something about it, and not only to have parliaments discussing the situation, but the church. Who is the church? It's you, me. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy, says verse 7 of Matthew 5. What does it mean? It means, oh, the blessedness of those who can get it right, to get right inside other people's minds and eyes and thoughts, until I can see with their eyes, think with their thoughts, and feel with their feelings. For those who do that will find others will do the same for them, and will know that. That is what God in Jesus Christ has done for you. Huh? To trust God. To trust God. And to know God says, you can count on me. You can count on me. I will give you the unwavering faithfulness. And in your mind, there will be a new surrender and a new dependence in trusting God. When I relinquish control and acknowledging my dependence on Jesus Christ and allowing Him to lead and guide me. I can't do everything for everyone. But let us this morning, who take everything for granted so easily, the warm bed, the hot shower, the pampering with all the creams, huh? The antiperspirant, the shoes, the socks, the warm clothes, the fresh shirt, a kitchen, a kettle, and a toaster. And some will have even a full English breakfast, I do say. My breakfast is always a bowl of oats. Getting out, getting into your car, don't moan, don't groan. Huh? You are blessed with such material blessings as well. Now just realize how you are blessed with love and power and mercy. When you and I, by living faith on the foundation of trusting God and allowing God's presence to bring forth Matthew chapter 5 and the Beatitudes to my life. Just think about it, huh? And then when I see that man's eyes at the robot, yes, I can buy a bread and I can give him a bread. Always carry a bread. Get it when you fill up at the filling station. Have it handy. Give that man a bread. Or whatever it's on your heart. And know that you and I, as disciples of Christ Jesus, we are called to engage, not to look away. We are called to be the connection so that whoever comes across my path, my neighbor, It's not only the people living next to me or my own family, but across all barriers. You remember when the Pharisees and the scribes draw a line in the sand and said, "Hey, Jesus, you who say you are the Son of God. Now, if you are so important, if you are the real Messiah, if you are so intelligent and so wise, tell us, what does it boil down in all of what the prophets said and what the law says?" They were very arrogant with Jesus. Then Jesus calmly said, "It boils down to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And the second, just as important, love your neighbor as yourself." And who's this neighbor? It's every man and woman who crosses your path today. That's what it's meant. We can blame the governments. We can blame the political parties. Yeah, they are not perfect, not at all. Not at all. But we, the church, we are called. And what a privilege, and I always say this, that radio pulpit surpasses all denominations, all interpretations. This is not a school of theology. This is not a place for creeds. This is a place for the gospel of Christ Jesus, the Word of God. And the focus is on God's character by Jesus' grace. Let's remind ourselves of God's attributes, the love, the power, the mercy, and combat those feelings of despair and hopelessness, and afresh trust God on the 5th of May this morning. Even if I do not understand, even when I acknowledge my limitations as a human, and even in uncertain situations, to count my blessings and name them one by one, and to reach out to my neighbor, whoever the Lord brings across my path today. You might not see very far ahead, but you know, you trust that the road is still there. So just keep on moving forward. Remember the past victories. You remember God's faithfulness in your past victories. Now bring it to the present and trust God in Christ afresh this morning. Change your focus. Change your focus. And take action, even if it's small steps in faith. And stand on the Bible. God loves you so much. And God wants to bless you afresh this morning. In Jesus' name. To trust God, even when it feels impossible to do. Let's count our blessings and give God all the glory. Amen.